listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
When you hike the Appalachian Trail, did any Pennsylvania Hill Jacks try and rape you?
I don't know what part of that whole sentence like shocked me the most. It just kept going.
Well, you hear about creepy guys on the Appalachian Trail.
The Appalachian whatever. Everything about it is. I love reading about it, but it's terrifying. So that wasn't.
I wouldn't spend the night myself, but people do, obviously.
People hike the whole damn thing.
There's a lot of lean-tos and stuff. You can stay and spend the night. And there's a bunch of stuff in those things.
Doesn't that just scream, it's a trap?
Right. I've seen videos of people staying in those, and it's like video of, like, you hear outside nature, then all of a sudden there's no, like, cricket, there's no, like, wind blowing or whatever. It's weird.
Well, a lot of people...
Like, dead silent?
My hometown. Really? My dad worked at the post office for years, and they would get stuff mailed ahead of them.
Yeah.
So they had hikers come into my hometown post office all the time because it was just a couple miles. They could hop back on the Appalachian Trail. But it's funny. I never thought about walking any further than what I did. And I know people that, it's like anything, have never walked the Appalachian Trail.
Well, it's the same with a lot of
people. It's a block away, you know.
The Pacific Crest Trail and the Continental Divide Trail that goes across Colorado. Yeah. They all have outposts along the way where you need a new pair of boots. You can just send away for a new pair of boots and pick it up at the outpost.
But the murders are bad, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, if you saw the recent...
And the Hilljack rape.
Hilljack rape would suck, you know?
Hilljack rape is a name of a, like, metal band, though.
Totally.
Zach's seen him.
Reese Witherspoon runs across a couple of guys that look kind of rapey.
Right.
As she's trying to fill up her water bottle.
I don't remember that part of Legally Blonde.
I'm sure you encounter that. No, not frequently, but every once in a while. Yeah, creeps hang out on trails.
Yeah.
It's like they're soda stop.
You also don't know. I mean, you can't judge a book. Because you know damn well people look at us on the trail and go, that guy could be danger.
Yeah. Oh, if any of you guys in here were hanging out on a trail, alert bells in my head. Yeah.
Why does that also keep telling me creeps hang out on trails?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying you'd be, because, you know, we're not all clean cut, all American-looking guys, you know, so they're going to think, and those guys are creeps too, for that matter.
I was just going to say, just from a woman's perspective, y'all look rapey. Any one of you could be rapey. So.
Even Puss with his baby face.
Listen,
facial hair. Yeah.
That thing on a trail in the dark, I'm going to be afraid of it.
Yeah, he's a big old lug, isn't he?
You'd be not even human anymore.
Well, is it a full moon?
I wish I could grow that much facial hair.
No, I was thinking of Mice and Men. I think you play. That's what I was thinking. You're playing the
now I'm cat. Lenny?
Yeah, you're Lenny and Mice and Men. In this particular trail walk, because you're a big guy.
Okay,
big
but you're also
guy.
Giving very George. Can we say that then?
Just look at the flowers, Lenny.
Apparently Peg Leg, the lady who walked 10,000 miles, ran across a couple of creeps on the Appalachian Trail.
Well, if you're going to run across creeps, that's...
Was she packing? She probably have a gun with her.
I don't think so.
Oh, they travel with no gun.
Or do they just not like women with peg legs? Yeah.
Does she have a peg leg? Or why would you call yourself peg leg?
They call her peg leg because she's got some trouble with her IT band underneath the knee. And she would walk stiff-legged when it bothered her.
Do you think that's offensive to people with real peg legs?
Yeah.
Great question.
I think so too.
Take that call if you got a peg leg.
It's like cultural.
And do you like the word peg leg anyway?
Actually, ask Tyrell because his dad has one leg.
Oh.
Ask him tomorrow.
But does he have an actual peg?
Or leg?
Yeah.
Well, it's a prosthetic.
That's what I meant.
I want old school pirate peg leg.
He kind of looks like a cool pirate.
Yeah.
He's got like a long beard.
I can see second generation pirate in Tyrell.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could just stand on one leg and get pegged. And that would be your peg leg.
Nick would think that's gay.
Because that's the one you Nick stand on. Gay.
Why do you put that in quotes? It's very gay. It's very and literally.
We tend to think a finger peg is not gay. Yeah.
The finger is not.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The finger's not, but an object is. Is that what you're saying?
If it's shaped like a penis, I'd say yes.
Right. It matters the shape of the object.
I think it has to be attached to a
In Nick's defense, he's definitely afraid of penises coming at him.
He has a different perspective that we have never experienced, so we have to take that into account.
He's a POV.
Right, I think that's fine. Oh, my God. If she just jams a couple Legos up there, because they're not phallic-shaped.
That would hurt, though, man.
That would hurt. Yeah. Those hurt to step on. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
One in your...
Yeah. I can't now,
You couldn't have chosen a more painful object, huh? Yeah.
A razor blade might be more painful.
There's so many... there's so many different shapes of a Lego, too. It really depends on which one you get.
Yeah, but they're mostly rectangular, aren't they?
They're all rectangular,
most of them.
I think you'd use Lincoln Logs instead. That'd be smoother, Yeah.
But splinters.
Yeah. Or,
not real wood.
This might violate Nick's rules, but, a lot of times.
His non-gay rules?
The guy with the helmet on, because his head is kind of phallic-shaped.
The
splinter?
The Lego man.
Yeah, he's like an astronaut. He's got some kind of helmet on.
He's going into space.
So now
we're
looking at Lego pieces to see what would fit up our ass.
Yeah,
great.
That's our job.
First of all, and let's be real, any Lego piece can fit up your butt.
Good point.
They're small.
Good point.
So it's not about which; it's about how many.
Right. It's like if you get to the end of the set and there's like three pieces missing. You're like, oh, that's right. They're up my rectum.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I put them up my butt.
It's like, cool firehouse. Why do your Legos stink?
Yeah. Even for this place, I'm surprised we made it here.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
I blame Todd.
Me too. I blame Rachel, actually. She's a potty
You know what?
Mouth,
I'm going to take blame for that.
She's a potty mouth,
I'm
going to
take
man.
Responsibility. Yeah.
Nick's fault for the phallic shape.
Nick's really weird.
You're right. If Nick would just grow up, we never would have gotten here.
And you're probably gay.
Yeah. And your dad was here yesterday.
Gay.
Singing the praises. By the way, 44 years. I love that.
Oh, yeah, thanks for bringing that up again.
I was telling that story to somebody yesterday on the phone, Michelle, and she said she loves your dad on the radio. I said he's a good dude. I said we talked about this age difference. What's the biggest age difference you had sex with somebody? And he won.
He ended it immediately. He was the first answer and the immediate winner at 44 years.
Right. Oh, and he also said that kid was 19, so 19 plus 44 is 63, and that's about my dad's age now.
Yeah.
So it was 3 months ago.
The world is magic.
That's good for him, man. Yeah.
That poor kid.
He wasn't there against his will.
Your dad probably pleased him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You know what? No, Rachel. That's bad on me. Okay. I want to hear more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I need to think about this longer.
But 44 years.
I was trying to think of mine's.
You're not even 44 years of age. So you'd have to bang somebody 44 years older than you. And they'd be almost in their 70s, right?
Right. I think I'm at 35.
Oh, you banged somebody 35 years older than you?
Yeah. Wow. I was 24 and he was 59, 58.
Hang on. I want to hear more of this story. Is there more to it?
No.
Okay. How'd you meet him?
He is a performer.
Okay. Comedian?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not one you would know.
Somebody we know.
Oh.
So not successful.
Not someone you would know.
Nobody had a poster of.
No.
Okay. trying to narrow it down.
Listen, if it was Brian Callen, you would know about it.
Yeah, Callen's not a 59 either.
Right.
Yeah.
So 59, how'd he pull you? Good for him. Attractive guy, nice guy. You liked him?
Attractive, funny, nice. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Charming.
Everything you guys aren't.
And you are. We asked for that.
We're not arguing either.
That's perfect.
We're old. How are we getting? I'm getting the time. I'm getting the dates right again.
24.
Wow.
Around 24, yeah.
Man, he walked out of your place going, yes, I'm 59. I'm rocking it, man. Good for him. Okay, you're second then. I don't think Todd and I've ever done anybody 35 years younger or older than us. Yeah.
No, we were.
I know it's not been younger.
Checking ages. Yeah. Back at the bar, either.
No. Never
Although you keep trying with that younger thing. You keep increasing that number.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
The 44 years is nuts to me. I turned 44 in a couple months.
Well, that'd be wrong, Nick.
That'd be like going up to some lady that's pregnant and be like, hey, is your baby going to be hot?
Okay.
Well, no, it's not like that
but
at
you're
all.
Right.
Maybe that baby would be born and it would grow up to be a 19-year-old hot chick and you would have sex with her.
And still, it seems like a lot.
Yeah.
I
mean, at 44, before that other guy is even born, your dad left your mom, right? He's lived a whole life. Yeah. Sorry.
Right, and if it was that recent, like that kid wasn't alive at 9, he didn't even witness 9/11.
Right.
That's nuts.
Right.
Unless your dad called it that.
Papa Allen.
Oh, God.
This job does suck. And it's 8:30 in the morning.
Your dad is a healthy sexual being. Chill out.
Nobody wants to think about their parents banging anybody.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Especially a 19-year-old boy.
That's why we don't invite them on the air.
Right.
If your dad wasn't so damn entertaining, we wouldn't have this problem.
You're right. If your dad was not great on the radio.
Sexual beings.
If your dad was not great on the radio, which he is, by the way, people love your dad. You know that. Especially 19-year-old.
Sometimes physically.
I can say especially the younger generation. Yeah. Ow, ow.
Yeah. So if your dad was a boring, not a performer at all, he wouldn't be on the show with us. So.
And what a shame we wouldn't get to talk about any of this.
I enjoy watching you squirm. I'm not going to lie.
Rachel Ware with us.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.